The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you want to watch us on Twitch, put your comments there. Welcome to do that as well. You missed the first hour. A little rough. Mostly because of the people. I want to respond to this one tweet, though, because we get asked this all the time, and I have a hard time explaining to people that they just don't get it sometimes, and I don't know why, so maybe I'll try to explain it the best I can, but it's like, wouldn't you want a number one national show? And people keep asking, "What don't you want to do national?"
No,
man. Let me just throw
this. We've done that.
We have, and I've had opportunities to go do that 3 or 4 times now. We've done the network here. Here's why: if you had a job where you had complete freedom to do whatever the hell you wanted, you were compensated better than you would be for a national show, and You basically have, we control the content. That doesn't happen when you go national.
Nope.
You have a guy sitting here telling you what you can talk about. If we want to go off on a tangent and start talking about somebody's penis, we can do it. If I'm at ESPN and try to do that, guess what? I'm suspended for a week. And I don't really want to do a job where I have to think about every word I say, because I might cross a line that gets me suspended. And I would be willing to bet any amount of money right now, if I were working for ESPN, I would be getting suspended on a regular basis.
Probably.
And, that doesn't appeal to me. And when sometimes in life you get to a really good spot, why do you keep looking for something else? It's like if, Justin Verlander gets a bunch of money to stay here, signs and stays, right?
Yeah.
Because maybe it's not going to get better somewhere else.
Might not.
And I'm always for looking for the bigger, better thing and trying to make yourself better and pushing yourself. But I can do that here. I mean, we've got so many different businesses within what we're doing that I have all those opportunities here. And I happen to like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me what it would take for me to go to one of the other stations. I'm just saying they can't afford it. Whatever it would take, they couldn't pay. Or they wouldn't pay. I mean, iHeart's laying people off, so they couldn't afford it. So, yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for being in a place you're happy and not, national never was my goal. And I know a lot of people come up in this business, they want to go to ESPN. Man, I wouldn't want any part of that. And especially, I don't know how I would fit on those shows, because you're supposed to have an opinion about everything. You're supposed to, be a hot, be a blowhard. Just not for me. I don't want to make stuff up. If I'm mad about something and I'm going off on something, it needs to be genuine.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, the Astros are cheetahs. The cheetahs. All of them. That little Altuve cheetah. He should be banned for life. I mean, I don't want to do that kind of crap. So, I mean, hopefully that explains it. So, oh boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You're too old anyway, Fred. Yeah, that's sure. That's why I got an offer this summer. I must be too old. I'm pretty young for this business still.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Straight Pepper says, doubt you could pass ESPN background or drug tests either. Oh, well, dude, if you're testing me for weed, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never passing that test. Is what it stays in your system for, 30 days?
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the last time I went 30 days without weed.
Jeez, friend.
And there's no way in hell. Now, if I decided to do something like that and I knew I had to be tested, I'd stop. But, yeah.
Like Josh, the Josh Gordon of radio.
No, it's not that bad. I mean, it's it might go like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but 30 days, not a chance in hell. That's one of those where, you know, you'd have to give me a 45-day warning.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, should we ever implement that? So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. I wanted to get to the football a little bit. Let's this Packers 49ers game. Can we start with that?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like this is where it ends for the Packers. I haven't been sold on them all year. It took me a long time to get sold on the 49ers too. And I'll tell you when it happened in a loss when they went to Baltimore. And that's when I kind of realized, holy bleep, this is a good football team to go in there and play that kind of game. And I still, if you just ask me which quarterback do I trust more, it's not going to be Jimmy Garoppolo.
No.
But they didn't really need much from him last week. He didn't do much, but they didn't need much. And I don't think they're going to need that much this week. I think defensively, they're just so good. They're going to force some turnovers. They're going to be able to run the ball. And I have come to the conclusion I'm not betting either one of these football games. But if I had to, I think I'd take the 49ers here.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I still haven't decided if I'm betting them or not. But if I am, there's zero chance I'll have a Packers ticket in my hand. Zero. I just think that they're overmatched here. And again, a lot of it goes back to I saw them play once already. And the 49ers were a better team then. Way better team. And that's when they weren't even healthy on defense. Now this is a defense at full strength. I just can't see it. I just don't see a way for the Packers to get there. I mean, crazier things have happened, you know. And everybody will say, "Well, who saw the Titans beating the hell out of the Ravens?" Well, I sure didn't. But I'm just going to go off what my numbers say, what my power ratings say. And I said before the games even happened last week, I said whoever wins that Packers Seahawks game is going to lose to whoever wins the Niners Vikings game, and I stand by it.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I just think and part of me really, and sorry Titans and Packer fan, I really want to see Chiefs 49ers. I love that matchup, and I hope that's what we get, because I think that's the most interesting one. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, no, Packers and Chiefs would be the most interesting. And probably, I don't know that I buy that. I guess you'd like to see Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes, and you know, because they do all the commercials together. My Mahomie.
Yeah.
So maybe. But from my perspective, I'd like to see 49ers and Chiefs. And that's no knock on the Titans. So I've really enjoyed watching the Titans here over the last month. I mean, it's been a fun football team. And it's the exact opposite of the kind of team I like to watch. Like, you know, to me, Patrick Mahomes is, I mean, that's my kind of offense. I love it when you can fling it all over the field like that and throw it deep and score quick. But the Titans are the exact opposite of that. They're Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill for 3 yards. Derrick Henry. And you know what? It's fun to watch. I mean, they play hard. I'll give Mike Vrabel credit. He's done a better job coaching this team than I ever thought he would do. So that's one of those things that if you want to say, oh, you said this guy wouldn't be a great coach, guess what? You're right.
Yeah.
But nobody does that. They just make stuff up. So, yeah, I thought he wouldn't be very good. But I love the way this team plays. I just think that this is kind of where it ends. It's, what, fourth road game in a row now. And all of them were basically playoff games. Even the game here where they were playing the Texans backups, that was a playoff game for them. And that, then you go to New England, then you go to Baltimore. That Baltimore win's huge, man. I mean, there's no way around it. And the question is, do you think it was because of the Titans, or was there some self-destruction with Baltimore? And I think it was a little bit of both. I think the Titans played really well. I think Baltimore played a really crappy game, too. And that's what had to happen for them to win. And they did. And But I think doing that 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, well, and the problem becomes, do you, how much of an upgrade do you give the Titans based off that last game? And I mean, do I think they should be upgraded? Sure. How much though is a different question, and I don't think I can get the number to where I feel good saying Oh yeah, they're about 7 points behind the Chiefs. I just haven't all at Kansas City. I haven't believed that all year. I won't believe it now.
Well, as you know, I've been high on the Chiefs all season, even early when they were struggling, and I kind of was kicking myself for not betting a Super Bowl ticket on them when they went through their little streak where Mahomes was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gotten better and better and better as the season goes on, and I feel like this is Andy Reid's year. Maybe I'm wrong, but yeah. I kind of think they finally have the right team on both sides of the ball. That last year, yeah, they had the great offense, and Mahomes put up ridiculous numbers. But I think they're a better team this year. They're more balanced. They fixed that defense. And I really think that they're going to be tough to beat, especially at Arrowhead. But, you know, I know that they were able to overcome the early deficit last week. But one thing I will say, if the Titans get them in a dogfight, I could see them tightening up. If it's a 24-24 game, because then you're going to get that whole, oh, here we go again. We're going to lose in the playoffs.
Yep.
And I don't know if they can do that, but if they can, that's going to change everything. That's why I'm probably in-game betting on that one. I'm going to see how the game plays out and then make a decision then. But I think in the end, I don't really have a play either way, but I do think, and it's no great insight to say, I think the Chiefs and the 49ers advance because they're both favored to advance.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's going to happen.
No, I'm with you. They seem like this seems like the most certain Super Bowl in a long time, and I think almost everybody is going to have, you know, everybody's going to say, well, if you tease the Chiefs and the Niners down under two through 7 and 3, you're going to be good.
Yeah,
and I wish I could say, well, that's bad advice. I can't disagree with it, and I know the big tease last week was the Chiefs and Ravens. Everybody wanted to tease to get that through the 3 and 7, and it didn't work out. But I just can't let that scare me off what normally would happen in this situation. So I don't know, man. I wish that I could make a case for either dog. I can make more of a case for the Titans because they've played so well lately.
Yeah, especially if it's 7.5.
Yeah,
that half is huge for me.
But I don't think the Packers have played particularly well.
But you know what? They haven't all year, and they find ways to win.
I know. But so are the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually that you can't live on voodoo magic forever. It just doesn't work
that way. Like the Texans did all year last year.
Right.
So, all right. There you go. A couple things from the Twitch channel. Ty Stamper says, with all the bleep that's been going on, it feels like it's been 2 weeks since the last playoff games. It really does. I mean, with all the stuff that's happened this week, it does feel like it's been 2 weeks since we had football games. It seems like the Texan season's been over for a month, and it was, 5 days ago?
Yeah.
And Space Ghost says the Texans have pretty much killed my enthusiasm for football right now because of O'Brien. I get that, man, and I think a lot of people feel that way. I know Barry Laminack feels that way.
Yeah.
He gave up his fandom.
Gave it up.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're just a turd.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Mike from Tomball talked about how he doesn't understand trolls. They're probably trolling with their phones in one hand, punching the clown with the other. So, hey, man, bleep that. You know, you know what a lot of guys do? And this is, was it Piers Anthony that first came out and said that? If you want to get popular, you go after people with more followers than you. A lot of guys do that. They want to get started in this business. And I mean, a bunch of them have done that to me, and none of them ever amounted to anything. So I don't think it works. So, and then 936, why is Billy O to blame? Watson gave up a 24-point lead and has not played his best in 3 playoff games. He was playing defense. He gave up a 24-point lead. Did he call the fake punt? Deshaun called the fake punt?
Deshaun gave up 51 points. He couldn't put it away.
Go for it on fourth down?
Really, what happened is Bill O'Brien told Deshaun, we need you to score 50, And then he didn't realize the Chiefs would score 51. So it was just a miscalculation, a simple miscalculation.
Yeah, this whole Watson not being clutch, Watson's fault thing. Where were you dickweeds after the Buffalo game when he made one of the great plays in the history of this city to get him into the next round? Doesn't fit your narrative, does it? Just go back to Onalaska. You're fine. Let's squeeze in a call. Garrett. What's up, Garrett? Yo, Garrett.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, I just had a quick question for you. And this may be stupid, but on this stealing signs, how hard would it be to put a microphone in a catcher's mask where he could just tell the pitcher what to throw?
I don't know why not. I mean,
but then you've got a pitcher with an earpiece in,
and they may not like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
But yeah, I'd be okay with that if you let them do it. And then if I'm the other team, you know what I do? I hack that sucker.
Of course you do.
There's no way you can
just open
in
the door.
You pull a Patriots and you make sure that the radio equipment isn't working because it's jammed.
Yeah. There's for sure more stuff.
Pretty sure I could figure out what frequency it is. And then I put a buzzer on one of my players. And then I sit in the back and wait to hear what it is. And then I let him know. One buzz for fastball, two for off speed. No matter what you do, somebody can find a way around it.
Yeah.
That's reality. And guys are trying to find a way around it. And I maybe I'm just not all that bothered by this because I've spent so much time around horse racing where, that's where they invented buzzers, by the way. They use buzzers on horses. There was one time I was at Delta Downs and the tractor was going down the track and I saw it and there were like five buzzers in, they dragged like a fence behind it. And they're like buzzers in there from the race before. And guys have used those things. That's where steroids started. I mean, I've seen fixed races. I've seen everything. I've seen guys hold horses back.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all.
Because I'm an old man. But you know what?
In my day.
And if you do something wrong and you get caught and you get punished, you should. And that's, there's bad people in every sport. And even not bad necessarily.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
There are. And, a great man said that, AJ. A great man. But the reality is there are, especially when there's money involved, people are always going to look for shortcuts.
Yep.
And that's what they, that's what they did. So, Kenny says, can we get an Epstein didn't look himself type meme for Bob blowing Sunday's league so people never forget? Oh, people... people forget by next year. It's like, I still am just baffled that there are people who swear by Bill O'Brien. And it doesn't matter. Every, like that guy who texted, every mistake that guy made. No, it's not his fault. It's Deshaun's fault. You know what would have been, a good idea is like have a defensive coordinator who can actually keep a team from scoring 51 points. Seven straight possessions, seven touchdowns. I mean, come on. Jay.
I would vote for that.
I would too, but they didn't ask me. And I'm not for firing O'Brien. I'm for making O'Brien fix his staff. That's all.
Holding him accountable in some kind of way.
Jay, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you doing?
We're doing sports.
I noticed the Astros have been very quiet. Guys like Verlander and Bregman haven't really said much, but I haven't heard anybody in the city say this. Tomorrow is FanFest. How do you think they're going to handle that where it's just pretty much – fans have unlimited access. The players can say, ask whatever they want. Are they going to put a muzzle on them? Like, don't ask questions about this. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But I'm not really sure how they're planning on handling it. I know you're right. Players have been super quiet. And
what are they going to say?
These guys who tweet constantly. All of a sudden, there's radio silence. So. It's a weird situation, man.
It is, and I'll be curious to see what happens because I'm sure Mark Berman will be out there with his camera. And but I do feel like at some point those guys have to address it, right? I mean, don't you think? And it's easy to hide behind MLB's gag order now when the reality is they can't control what the players do or else they would have been punished. And the only thing in this that I do feel like the player should have been punished, but obviously they couldn't.
Yeah.
And, for all the people saying, they didn't do enough. Well, that I would agree with in terms of the players, but you know, you idiots who are still saying, oh, strip them of their title, go away. And this is 936's last ever text on the show. Billy's mistakes came on fourth down. Where was DW on downs 1-3? Who's calling the plays? Genius?
The OC. Oh, the OC.
Yeah. Bill O'Brien calls the plays. He sends them in. So that's somehow Deshaun Watson's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But thank you. You're now banned. Congratulations. Lamont goes, Astros good or bad for local media? I would think good. Well, okay. Peel the curtain back a little bit. From a page view standpoint on SportsMap, it's been a godsend. We have, this last week, we've crushed it in terms of people coming to the site, users, new users, page views, everything. We're going to have our second best month and maybe our best the way things are going. So from that perspective, I mean, the videos have blown up. I mean, that column I wrote blew up. So, yeah, it's good. It's good for business because guess what we make money off of? Page views and users.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why everybody's writing about it, and that's why everybody's around the country is doing it, because people are interested, so you get page views. Would I rather not have that? Yeah, we don't need the business that bad.
I will say that I just wish they would have waited a day. Or even a week. Like, the Astros news just came out at the wrong time for us. As far as, like, sports guys. Like it would have been way better for us if the Astros news would have broken the week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because then we could have dedicated...
Or even if it had happened, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
You just get a little time between the Texans. And, yes, from that selfish perspective, I wish that would have happened. Because our Texans content kind of got lost, just like everything else. Turd. You never can really control what news happens. And so I don't worry about that too much. But stuff like this, when it does, yeah, it benefits us in terms of people want to hear what we have to say and they want to read what we have to say. And so more people go to the site. More people are probably listening to the show. So it helps us, but I don't, you know, I'd rather we just be able to talk about nonsense and right. People enjoy that. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody brings up a good point, kind of indirectly. It says, why didn't a single umpire stop the banging? If you're an opponent and you think something's going on, don't you go to the umpires? I mean, that's what you do if a guy's scuffing a ball, right?
Well, you're in a stadium full of noise. You're like, oh, I heard someone hit a trash can. Like, I hear a thump.
I mean, but if it's a pattern.
I guess somebody would have been smart enough to pick up on it.
Unless you're doing it too at home.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And I kind of think all these guys are cheating in some form or fashion. At some point, shouldn't the umpires be aware of if the other team... That's what you do. Rather than rat somebody out, maybe you tell the umpires.
I mean, it's still kind of ratting, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that's... Isn't that... That's more part of the game. If you go to the umpire... Because we've seen that forever. Cork bats and... remember what the Mets did to Mike Scott? That was probably before your time. But
no, I remember, though.
Yeah, you know, they basically were undressing him on the mound because they thought he was scuffing. If you think that's the case, you know, don't you go to those guys?
Yeah.
Unrelated, Ty Stamper says, what do you think about Travis Etienne returning for his senior year? I was a little surprised.
I was a little surprised, too, but, I mean, he probably feels I got a chance to win another national championship, and probably should feel that way.
It sounds like he wants to graduate.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, I'm never going to fault a kid for wanting to do that, and his stock, I don't think it goes down. Now, if he goes Willis McGahee, it does.
Yeah, but
you know what? The thing is, they go and buy insurance.
Yeah.
For that, so good for him. I wish more guys would do that. I mean, I'm never going to fault a guy for going and making his money when he can, but if that's not your immediate priority, then you know, having that degree later, maybe that's going to be important to him. We don't know how long his NFL career is going to be. He's a running back. Could be 3 years, could be 10. But I think the kid's fantastic. I think he's him being back is huge for Clemson. No question. I wish they'd let him run the ball more.
Oh, so does he. So
yeah,
does he.
Well, that's what are you going to do? Do you see they've already sold out all the PSLs for the Raiders in Las Vegas?
I'm not surprised one bit.
Man.
People are stoked about that, dude.
Well, and just from talking to people who are going to go there to see games, like when their team plays there, I mean, I think this is going to be a real win for everybody.
Because, oh, I do too.
They'll get a Super Bowl there, and, you know, we love Vegas, so there's no, you know, not hiding anything here. But if the Texans are playing a road game, okay, 534, you made it quite a long ways there.
Sorry about that.
But, like, I like to go to a Texans road game. If you're the kind of person who does that, and you pick one a year, and they're going to Vegas, that's a damn good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different because we go there so much, but for the average Texans fan or Cowboys fan when they play there, I think it's going to be awesome.
I do too.
And especially for people in the Midwest when your team plays there so you can get the hell out of winter. You know, if you're a Bears fan or, you know, anybody who has to be outside in the winter, Buffalo,
yeah,
that'd be a great road trip. So it doesn't surprise me that they've sold out there because I think there's a, you know, football is easier than the other sports in terms of selling tickets because there's not as many games. That's why Nashville can be so successful, even though it's not that huge of a town. Although I think Nashville's turned into a really good sports town between the Titans and the Preds. But, yeah, I think Vegas can be that. Now, I do wonder if it starts expanding to where you have hockey, NFL, baseball, NBA, if it's going to be able to support all those.
That's kind of the big question.
And I kind of hope they stay with these two.
Because I think this is probably the best.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. I mean, that's what Nashville decided to do. They decided that anything more would probably just put too much strain on the economy. I think they're smart about it. I think some cities are built for less than four teams. I know everybody wishes they had all four sports.
Yeah.
It's not every city's built for that.
No, and what's interesting is while a lot of people will take those road trips to Vegas to go see their, like, every time Edmonton plays the Knights, the place is packed with people from Edmonton. I think you'd have some of that, but I don't know in the NBA that the need, or baseball for that matter, the need is there to travel as much because there's so many games, and it's not like you're just trying to escape winter with basketball like those guys are.
Right.
So I also think now that the Knights established themselves, obviously the NFL is its own thing. I'm not so sure. You'd have to have an indoor stadium for baseball, for one thing. There's no way you could play there in the summer.
No.
And people would die. I mean, that might be fun. Might help ratings.
I mean, it's hot, but it's not. Oh, well.
Yeah. Remember when it was 117 we were out there?
And
they could barely land the airplanes?
I was just thinking about, like, well, look at the Rangers. They don't have a roof on their stadium, and they're like, now they're getting rid of a stadium that's not even nearly past its prime because it doesn't have a roof. So they realize, yeah, we probably need a roof. Yeah, so they would need a roof.
Somebody asks, would you consider adding a comment section to sports map articles, or are you afraid it would turn into a cesspool for politics, racism, etc.? Yes, I'm afraid of that. But I do think we're working on something that will enable you to do that, that I hope will be, because the balance there is trying to moderate, having to moderate those things.
Yeah.
And it because you want good comments, and I'm okay with comments. Oh, this writer's an idiot. You know, how could he say this? I'm fine with that. But it's the other stuff where, you know, you do see a lot of racism and sexism and just real crap that shows up in those comments. And I don't want that. I mean, I want it to be a good forum for discussion. And that's always the balance. And the same thing with Twitter. So what we're hoping to do is have something here very soon that's going to coordinate all the sports map stuff with all the on-air stuff where you'll have a voice. You won't have to be on Twitter or Facebook, but you also just won't be able to be random troll because it will be moderated. But you'll be able to say what you want within reason. And I think that will be both for the sports map stuff and the show. But working on it. Hopefully it'll be soon.
All right.
So, yes, we would consider it. And, you know, somebody said peeps buying PSLs are going to the bank. They'll be selling their tickets. Probably. I mean, wouldn't you? Like, if I had four tickets and let's say the Packers are coming to town, how much do you think I'm going to get for a Packer fan?
Oh,
for those?
Yes.
So, I mean, that's smart. That's just good business.
Business, man.
Man. Yeah.
Don't hate the player.
So, well, I mean, hey, what's wrong with wetting your beak?
Yeah, you got to live, man.
I mean, you just want to wet your beak a little. There's nothing wrong with that. It's America. So, your past with the Chronicle, even during the Astros, how careful do you work to not just create scandal porn? My feed has been filled with garbage articles. Glad I can say Sports Map isn't one of them. You know, that's another balance. You want people to read what you do. And because of this stuff, they will. Like Polillo's column today is more about looking ahead. Who do they hire as a manager? Stuff like that. Okay, it's 2 and 5 minutes. Oof. At 5:39. Oof. And but yeah, you try to be somewhat responsible, and you're never gonna bat 1,000 on that. There's gonna be times where there were some people who didn't like my column this week. They thought it was just me trolling.
Was it?
No, it really wasn't. I mean, I was trying to say, here's what the national media thinks of you now.
Okay.
And that was the point of it. But you could construe that as you're just trolling Houston fan. Wasn't really wasn't the intent.
No.
But that doesn't mean it didn't happen either. I mean, there's a lot of times you go in intending not to offend people. I don't know that I ever go in intending to piss people off. With something?
Yes, you do.
No, not really. I mean, I think it might piss people off.
Okay.
But I'm not writing something intending to do it.
Okay.
But if it does, and there's been times where I didn't think it would offend people at all, and it did, and then people start telling me why, and I'm like, oh, you know, I hadn't thought of that.
Did you apologize?
I try not to apologize.
That's the move.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Rich says, where can I apply to be a sports map moderator? I need a new job. Hey, we will be reaching out. So once we get it to where I'm happy with it and we're ready to launch about a couple weeks before then, we'll start reaching out to people for moderators. Cause I mean, who knows what we do better than our P1s here that listen to this show. Sure. And go to Sports Map and would get it and would enjoy doing that. So, yo, Adrian says it'll be good if you're on a tear at the casino, they'll offer you their suite or yard line tickets. I'm sure the casinos are going to buy up a bunch of stuff for their high rollers. They do that for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just a win-win with Vegas. I really do, and I'm excited about it. And I'm sure we'll wind up being out there when there's a game, and I'll stay for it because I really want to check out that stadium. That thing looks awesome. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Fly.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I think you were responding to somebody on Twitter about would it be worth trading Will Fuller for picks. Is there anybody on this roster that you could actually trade and get value back for other than Hopkins? I mean, you're not
Watson obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you're not doing that.
It's pointless to say. You could have gotten value for Clowney, but if you couldn't get value for him, who are you going to get value for?
Hopkins.
No, that's the answer is no. It's Hopkins and Watson are the guys that, as the roster is currently constructed, you could trade that would bring you back something of value.
And
I can't think of anybody else, honestly.
Yeah, I can't either.
I mean, even I mean, JJ at this point, you wouldn't get.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. And the thing is, unless you're just deciding, hey, we're going to full rebuild here, which you can't really do when you don't have picks the next 2 years. Who else on that defense puts any pressure on the quarterback? I mean, you almost couldn't afford to trade him, even if you only have him for five games.
Whitney Mercilus is great at practice, so that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, sometimes the guys they paid just... Whitney Mercilus and Nick Martin. Those are your guys. Congratulations. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, yesterday we brought you a guy from Thailand who was kind of a dumb, right?
Yeah.
As you recall, got his penis stuck and rotted.
Stuck and rotted.
Yeah.
Not just stuck or rotted.
Yeah, for 5 days. He's left it stuck in there. But we go to China where, okay, PSA, let's say you have constipation. What do? You could go to the doctor.
There's lots of things you can do.
You could go to the Walgreens and
drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, you can pick up a laxative. Here's what you don't do. Swallow 2 live eels to cure your constipation.
Oh, that was actually the next thing I was going to say.
Well, a 51-year-old... her claimed he learned about the self-cure tip from a folk remedy.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently somebody said, oh, yeah, if you swallow eels, first off...
Not wise, guys.
If you're asking me for a folk remedy, I'll be honest with you. If I tell you something, I'm doing it just because I think it's funny. And I want to see if you're dumb enough to go swallow the eels. But he ingested the eels. He was rushed to Jiangsu Provincial Chinese Medicine Hospital. The following day, after his family found him having an apparent seizure and intense stomach ache. The head of surgery told them that the patient showed symptoms of ruptured bowels and acute peritonitis. Yeah, but ruptured bowels. So, in a way, it worked, because I guess if you rupture your bowels, it's going to fix the constipation. But yeah, the eels tore through his intestines and flooded his abdomen with feces, which triggered a serious infection.
Ugh.
And then they curled up among his vital organs around the digestive tract. I mean, my goodness, people are dumb. The doctors removed the eels, which were about 20 inches long, from his body. And one of them was still alive, while the other one had his head severed during the procedure. So there was severe swelling. And we found 2 very thick swamp eels at the bottom of his abdominal cavity. There was a 2-centimeter perforation in his colon. They had to patch it up, cleaned him out, and he was in intensive care after that. And he's still in intensive care as of today.
Yeah, I'm not swallowing eels.
I mean, who thinks that's a good idea?
This guy.
Well, I hope anyone else thinking of swallowing eels for their constipation will
dumbass
take a look at the story and realize all it's going to do is that the eels will burrow through your colon. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Dustin says, why isn't there as much rage for the pitchers putting the stuff on their hats, gloves, etc., to doctor balls? I think it's simple because that electronic stuff is new, and it's almost like, I don't want to say it's been grandfathered in that you can scuff the ball or have a little pine tar, but it's almost grandfathered in. And I've heard pitchers say, I don't mind if guys have a little something sticky on their finger. It lets them control the ball better. It's fine with me. I guess that's the only explanation I can make for it, is that the electronics thing wasn't, at least it hasn't come out as everybody's doing it. And then Lamont said, it's funny how the Ohio State assistant that blasted Tom Herman and all the things going on in that system isn't receiving the hero's Mike Fiers treatment. You know why, though? I mean, Tom Herman, when all that news came out, that dude, he tried to burn Tom Herman to the ground. You know what Tom Herman said? okay, cool, hook them. And that was all he said. And then it went away. It just vanished. Once guys start getting fired and stuff, that's when it becomes a real story.
Somebody says Cunningham has value. I don't know. I don't know
how much value.
Fourth or fifth round pick, which is less than what you spent on him.
And less than what he's worth to the team. Like, I'm talking about who would bring you back more in value than you would get for sending him out. So.
Yeah.
And what's he got, 1 year left on him?
Yeah, I'd rather you pay him than Bernardrick McKinney.
Oh, certainly.
He quietly had a really good season, and considering how bad that defense was, he was one of the bright spots. But I don't know where there'd be any value in him.
I think DJ Reader might have had some value, but now he's a free agent.
Yeah, so and I don't know that you can afford to pay him what he's going to want.
Well, that's the thing. Are you going to pay him, Tunsil, and Watson?
Well, I think you're starting with Tunsil and Watson.
That's a must.
Yeah.
So that makes me think that a guy like Reader is almost a casualty of war when it comes to that.
Maybe.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Because I think he's a pretty valuable dude.
But
also, they've got to get a deal done with Vernon Hargrave. Ugh. Am I the only one who thinks Vernon Hargrave sucked this year?
I thought he was better than some of the crap they were. Better than J.J.O.
Was he better? Yeah. Is he better than one-legged J.J.O.? Yes. But does that mean you need to sign him to a new deal?
Well, depends on what you're paying him. I would. And now we know they overpay. Somebody on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, basically says the Texans pay sticker price for everything.
They do. They pay. They never get a bargain.
But Hargraves, if you were going to sign him 3 years, $3.5 million a year. Okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
But he's scheduled to make $9 million. Now, if you cut him, I don't think he's making $9 million from anybody else. Do you think anybody else is even going to pay him more than the offer I just made? That's what I would pay. Boom, done. 3 years, you get some guaranteed money. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
I can kill you at the end if I want. So. But that's the thing. I'm going to give a Nick Martin that big of a deal. There was no reason to.
No.
And Merciless, I'm like,
nobody was like, oh, I can't wait till Nick Martin hits free agency. We're going to get him. We're going to take him right from under the Texans' nose because he's so undervalued. So not only do they...
Somebody might do that if they confuse him with his brother.
So not only do the Texans pay sticker price on everybody. Whoa, you sneezed your damn headphones off.
That was a good one, man.
Not only are they paying sticker price, they're also paying well over sticker price on some of this stuff.
Well, unlike trading for Tunsil, you paid basically what was on the car. They said, hey, 2 first-rounders and a second rounder. Okay.
Yeah.
Sold. There was no negotiation there. And then when you sold your car, you put way too low of a price on it. So he says Hargraves is still under contract. I know that. He's got a 1-year option for $9 million next year. And
they're discussing an extension with him.
Yeah.
Which.
Okay.
And I don't think they want to pay him $9 million next year.
Well, no. And you shouldn't. But that's my point. If you're making it, if you're going to sign him for 3 years for a lot less money, I'm totally fine with that.
Yes. I'd rather you just go pay somebody who's a better player.
Well, but you can't pay top dollar. That's part of what gets him in trouble to begin with. You can't go pay top dollar for everybody out there.
No, I agree.
They do need, if I were them, they've got to sign. If they decide Bradley Roby's their one, they're going to have to pay that guy. I might see what the market bears because I think you can do better with the number one corner. And you're going to have to spend money there, too. I think the three things you're going to have to spend on, whether it's Roby or somebody else, are Tunsil, Watson, and a number one corner.
And I would honestly, right next to that number one corner, I would put number two corner. Because I don't think Vernon Hargraves is that.
No, but Gary Conley might be. And Johnson might develop into that.
Yeah, I guess the...
But you need a legitimate lockdown guy over there. And I don't know that Roby's it. I think Roby was okay. But is he worth more than $10 million a year? I think you're going to have to pay 14 or 15 and get one of the studs if they want to come here, which is the next thing.
I think the problem is all the best cornerbacks are all like the best free agents are all older. So you're looking at Chris Harris.
Still be a significant upgrade, though.
Jimmy Smith, the guy who's had a hard time staying on the field.
Yeah. Harris, I would definitely be in on.
Aqib Talib.
Not at this stage.
I mean, what's he, 35? Yeah. Logan Ryan's a free agent, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he will be after Sunday. I'd look at him.
Yeah.
I'd look at Ronald Darby.
Yeah.
And then there's guys, and this is an older guy, but like Brandon Carr, who's the third corner for the Ravens. I mean, he's useful. He's an older guy, but useful for sure.
Well, and that's the thing. If you can get, you get a one and you get a useful, that's a huge upgrade back there. And maybe Conley becomes your useful. I don't know. He showed some things, but I also think you have to have the right scheme, and I don't know if they have that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You know, yeah, you
got my back against the wall. This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.